It is well known that the Scottish Government has a very good relationship with the third sector. There are various cross-party groups which run in the Scottish Parliament, and the cross-party group on visual impairment is, I think it's fair to say, quite a popular group and has made some significant strides over the past few years. Now, for a bit of an update on this year's meetings, we have with us Stuart McMillan, MSP, who is the convener of the group. Stuart, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for asking me on.
Stuart, this isn't your first year as convener of the cross-party group on visual impairment, but why do you put yourself forward each time?
I do that for a variety of reasons, but the first and main reason is I actually want to make a positive difference when it comes to constituents who contact me, constituents who are either blind or have a visual impairment. Certainly, I recognise that at parliamentary level, if MSPs are taking forward issues, or if issues have been raised with them from constituents, and you have that other platform through cross-party groups to potentially raise them and then maybe get some type of change in policy or in some actions from whether it's the government or whether it's the health boards or local authorities, then I genuinely value the work that cross-party groups can undertake, and certainly with the CPG on visual impairment. I know that this has been a successful group since it was established, and I intend for that to continue going forward.
It is, as you say, a very productive group, and a lot does come out of this for the third sector and for the MSPs who are involved as well. But I think it's fair just to reiterate, it is a very successful group.
Absolutely. A number of issues have been raised in the past, which have then been taken on and the government have looked at. And certainly there's been something else that's happened in recent times. In May of this year, we had a session on the report, A Fairer Scotland for Disabled People, our delivery plan to 2021 for the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And that's a government report. But I think it's fair to say that the work of the cross-party group on visual impairment, as well as other CPGs, it will certainly have helped the government in terms of this particular paper, but also having that focus on issues that affect people with disabilities.
A lot of work and a lot of discussion does take place in this particular group. I mean, I've attended the groups now for several years, and it's everything from looking at eye health, reporting eye health, treatment, to parking on pavements, to the new welfare group that's being set up as well. It is a huge, broad base that can't all be fitted in the cross-party group.
No, you're absolutely right. Some people in the past have suggested that there are too many cross-party groups, and I don't necessarily disagree with that suggestion. But they also then go on to suggest that there are potentially too many cross-party groups that deal with disability issues. Now, in my opinion, if there was only one cross-party group that dealt with all disability issues, then we wouldn't really see the progress that actually has been made. I think because there has been a focus, and I genuinely believe this, that there has been that focus, certainly with our cross-party group on visual impairment, and others will say the same. And I believe that actually helps sharpen people's minds and focus their attention to deliver better services and better outcomes for people who require resources and policies that are then introduced.
Do you think it's because of the size of Scotland and the size of the Parliament that it's possible for these groups to have a really good relationship with the Scottish Government? Because it seems to be that, in terms of the Scottish Parliament, a lot is done and these groups are listened to and action is taken.
That's a good point. Certainly, regularly, ministers will attend cross-party groups and speak and then answer questions. And I think you're right in terms of the size of Scotland, but also the size of the Parliament. So I think that accessibility to the ministers, now whether it's the current government, which obviously is mine, or previous governments, then that accessibility is there. And I think that's certainly something that is very much welcomed. And certainly when a constituent who's not a member of any organisation comes along to a cross-party group, and they potentially have a chance to then ask a minister a question directly, then that's something that I believe that we should be absolutely warmly welcoming. Because then the population have the chance to talk to and pose relevant questions to the government and to ministers. And I think that's something that is wonderful, and it's also something that shows the true accessibility of the Parliament and government.
In terms of this year's meetings, then, what kind of topics have been discussed and what's come from them so far?
Certainly, I mentioned about the discussion we had in May. At the last meeting in September, we had a discussion regarding accessible voting. There were two members who really put this on the agenda, and that was Ken Reid and Colette Walker. Now, we had got representatives in from the Electoral Commission for Scotland to obviously to listen to also the points that have been raised, but also to answer questions. And there was also representation there from the Scottish Government. So the Scottish Government representatives had indicated that this was something the Scottish Government were looking at and have regular discussions with the Electoral Commission of Scotland anyway. But there were a number of issues that were highlighted on the day that the government representatives suggested they were going to take back and feed that into the other work that was taking place. And certainly at the same meeting, we had a discussion. This was a point raised once again by a member, Sandra Wilson, who raised the issue of the new Scottish social security system that's being developed. So the bill is going through the Parliament, and then the other actions will take place after that. Now, just on that point, on Thursday, we will have a joint cross-party group. Three cross-party groups are coming together to have that one single issue, that focus on the Scottish security system and how it's going to affect people with disabilities. And the Minister, Jean Freeman, she's coming to answer questions from the members of the cross-party groups. So these are just some things that actually do take place in the Parliament, in the cross-party groups. And unfortunately, for the Parliament, the cross-party groups don't tend to get a lot of coverage. Yourselves are an exception with the work that you undertake with our cross-party group on visual impairment. But a lot of good work takes place at cross-party groups, and they do help to change policy.
Now, you have one meeting left this year, Stuart, of the cross-party group on visual impairment, and a bit of a celebration as well.
Absolutely. It's on the 5th of December. We will be having a reception, a meeting and also a reception for SCOVI. They have reached their 100th birthday this year, and that's a wonderful achievement, and it's certainly something to be celebrated and commended.
Indeed, the SCOVI being the umbrella group for many of the visually impaired organisations as well, and RNIB Connect Radio will be there. We'll continue to keep our listeners up to date on the goings-on at the Cross-Party Group on Visual Impairment. It's been a very successful year so far, and we hope to continue that as well into 2018. But for the moment, Stuart McMillan, MSP, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.